One of the first things Czech children learn at school is that Czechs are the descendants of Slavic tribes and they speak a Western Slavonic language. The Slavs came to these parts of Europe sometime in the 6th century AD, but since then waves of migration as well as foreign invaders coming from the east, west and north have left their genetic marks on the population. The Prague-based biotech company Genomac has recently started providing commercial DNA tests to those who would like to trace their earliest ancestors in a continuous paternal or maternal line. Genomac are also hoping to start a project soon which would produce a representative genographic picture of the Czech population, which, based on results the company has collected so far, turns out to be truly European. I met with Genomac's Marek Minárik and Jan Zástěra and first asked Marek about the practical details of their genographic tests.
Basically, it's just like any other test that we provide to direct public. We send out a sampling kit, DNA sampling kit, that contains small brushes and small test tubes. And what people do, they collect their saliva, and it's called buccal swab. And then they put it in the tube and send it back to the lab. And what we do then, we then isolate the DNA molecule, and then we analyze it to look for specific markers. And once we have the markers, we either look at the certain combinations that are typical for certain roots, for certain ancestry origins, or we simply take the DNA profiles that we get and enter them into an international database. And basically from that database, we get a first hint where the person's ancestors might come from.
Are many people interested in finding out where their earliest roots are?
You mean people in Czech Republic? Yes, I think that the interest is probably not as big as in, for example, in the United States, where obviously the people are definitely interested to find their roots. However, probably also due to the geographic localization of the Czech Republic, a lot of people would think that perhaps their original roots are not typical Czech. A lot of people would wish their roots were Celtic, for example. And so, yes, I think when we started, it was actually almost exactly a year ago, we didn't expect that that much of an interest. And we have two tests. One is to find out your ancestry through the paternal line, and the other one is to find the ancestry through the maternal line. And, of course, we get more interest from the paternal lines, especially the men want to know where their forefathers come from.
So what are the most common types detected in the Czech Republic's population? Who are we actually as Czechs? A question for Jan Zástěra.
It's very difficult to say. Here in the Czech Republic, there is many people who, as you can see, speak Czech and think that they are typical Czechs. But genetically, they have their roots, for example, from Western Europe or Scandinavia, or on the other side, in Eastern Europe or in the area of Caucasus. But generally, the biggest group, is let's say, of Eastern Europe origin. This genetic group is usually defined as the most frequent genetic type found in the people of Slavic origin. So these people are Polish, Czechs, Slovaks also Bulgarians, and some parts of Southern Slavic people like Serbs, Croatians, and so on. So this is the biggest genetic group in the Czech Republic. But on the other hand, there is also another, the second biggest group. And this group contains people who have roots in Western Europe. These origins are typical mainly for people who are now defined as a people of Romanic languages group, and particularly of Germanic languages group. So this is the second biggest group in the Czech Republic. And except these two groups, we have also some other smaller group. On the third stage, there is a group from Scandinavia and from the Mediterranean Europe. And this group from Mediterranean Europe, there is many roots, for example, which are defined as very frequent among Jewish people.
Now back to Marek. Have you had any surprises in your lab, like people originating from very distant corners of the world?
Yes, actually we have, there's two kinds of surprises. One is that we are surprised, and that's, for example, when we receive a request from somebody whose last name is sounds typically Czech or a typically Slavic, and then we find out that you know, he has a typical Germanic origin. And so that's quite, at the beginning, it was quite unusual for us. Now we see a pattern. We see that there's actually very little correlation between the sounding of the last name and actually the origin, the ancestry. So that's probably when we are surprised. Sometimes the people who actually undergo these tests are very surprised. And a typical example would be that somebody who knows that they don't have, let's say, a typical Middle European origin, let's say somebody from who thinks he's from Italy, he knows that maybe the family that he comes from is from Italy, but that does not mean that the family itself originated in Italy. And most of the times, the family might even originate in North Africa, and maybe even sometimes in Central Africa. So we had one case that I can recall. We had a guy who thought that he had a Middle Eastern origin, and who just was sort of interested whether we can decode it. And we actually found out that his real origin, genetic origin, comes from Somalia, from really like Central Africa, where apparently some of the tribes went north, and they ended up in the Middle East. So that was interesting, and it also had something to do with many cases when people think they can, if I may say, they can trick us. They, you know, and then they're very surprised, and they send us, you know, there are these fantastic responses. They say, oh, great, you know, I thought that I will fool you with my last name, but you're right, you know, my family, they say we're from Middle East, for example, or we're from Spain, and I thought that my last name will fool you, and didn't. That's great.
There are now about 10 million Czechs. In the mid-17th century, there were only about 1 million of us. Does that mean that we are all related, and to what extent are we all related?
Speaking on the surprises that we have discussed before, one thing that really surprised us, that didn't come out until we had 1,000 people in the database, was how related we really are. And this is one of the things that we plan to announce when we open the database, is basically a fact that every third person in the database has at least two other relatives in the database. Now, of course, because we don't investigate these people, it might be people, you know, people in the family who just... However, when we look at the last names, we did not find any common last names in there. And also when we look at the locations, right now we can only look at the postcodes, at the zip codes. And those are people from the different corners of the republic. So we're all from the same cup of soup, I think, because there are really not that many really different, let's say, outlining origins. I would say maybe out of the 100% people that we have, maybe 70% will share, will definitely find somebody who's related to them, exactly related. That means that the entire profile is identical, which means that at least 50 generations back, they have a common, one single common male forefather that is related.
And that was Panorama with Pavla Horáková.